الحمد لله والله تبارك وتعالى once again gives the tawfiq and in his strange way something that we can't really plan, we can't really put any kind of explanation to how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes and brings to clear any doubts from any person's mind. I have made this clear before also, and especially for people like myself in this position, it is necessary that sometimes this is repeated. Alhamdulillah, I know that the majma that is here does not have that kind of doubt. But shaitan runs in the bloodstream of a person. As a Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one night, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in i'tikaf, so she came to meet him. And when she was going back, because their houses were just nearby there, so there were two sahabas that were standing there. Now it was dark and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's wife was going from the hujra or from the place that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had made at the kaf. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, stand still wherever you are, don't make a move, I'm just explaining it to you. Wherever you are, just stand still there, on your heels. Don't move. And then he explained that this was my wife Safiya who had come. And he explained. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you think that we would have ever had even a slight doubt with regards to yourself? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, shaitan runs in the body of a person like how blood runs. So shaitan runs in the bloodstream like that. Our blood runs, shaitan also runs. His whisperings, the doubts that he creates in the minds. At such a time, then it becomes necessary to clear some doubts. And this I have made it very clear before also, as I said, that Alhamdulillah is not zakat fitra lillah sadqamani. And neither do I extend my hand and beg of anybody to go and come. Many a time it comes in the minds of a person, this person must have given him, that person must have given him. One person wanted to know from one of my family members that with whose money does Maulana go and come. I said, tell him, definitely not his. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Razzaq. We haven't learnt as yet to beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and ask him to open doors for us and fulfill our needs and desires. Why should our gaze and glance be on pockets of people? However, the deep-hearted desire to be in Madina Sharif, as I said, I have what we term as retired from teaching, from everything else, responsibilities, obligations and duties, which are official. Like you're teaching for some institution, at some institution, or making imamat and taking a salary or doing something else where you are under obligation. Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, during those days when I was employed as a teacher, when I was doing some kind of imamat, which was of course a voluntary right through my life with Allah ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, but I took it seriously. Can be any kind of demand from any part of the world, come here, come there, or even options and choices and opportunities to go for umrahs and nafil hajj, ask those people wherever I worked, and they will tell you that I never took off. It was only during the holidays. I believe that that was a responsibility. And I am definitely very much against where children are taken out of the madrasas and schools just because somebody's shaykh is going for umrah, somebody's shaykh is going for hajj, somebody's father or mother is going here, and somebody's uncle and auntie going there. Or those ulama who are teaching, those who are in positions of imamat, or they are teaching at madrasas or darul ulooms, than just because somebody offered a nafil hajj, somebody offered a nafil umrah, somebody offered some other kind of opportunity to travel out in some other part of the world, then they neglect their duty and they go away. They are answerable. Of course, it is permissible the person makes a proper arrangement, some alternative arrangement and goes. But I personally was not in agreement with that. I felt that the person who has taken the responsibility, he must make sure he fulfills that responsibility. Because as teachers change, then the children also suffer. But over the past 2-3 years, it is just an overseeing of the institution. So the imamate, as I said, has always been voluntary in this masjid also, although people really thought that I was a paid imam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is his fazal and his ihsan that now it seems that my heart is just pulling in that direction. People keep asking, when we are you leaving, are you going away permanently? Well, I will tell you the truth, that my heart is already there. When I go, I don't know. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes with his fazal and with his kindness. But the madrasas, the masajid, the khanqas, the darul uloom, the institutions of deen, the tabligh and da'wat must all continue. So every person can't pack up his bag and go and sit down there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself sent the sahabas out on invite towards deen. Now we officially start. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. So during this trip also in Medina Sharif, there was one shair that was just coming, one Natiya Kalam, as we say, which was repeatedly coming, which I read here a night or two before departure. There was definitely no program of going to Makkah, Medina Sharif. We had left Durban with just 2 or 3 sets of clothes to go somewhere else. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused us to reach those Mubarak lands. Kaunain mein shohrat hai sarkar do alam ki. Kaunain mein shohrat hai sarkar do alam ki. Chahi hui rahmat hai sarkar do alam ki. As you know, I've just returned, so bear with me. Kaunain mein shohrat hai sarkar do alam ki. Chahi hui rahmat hai sarkar do alam ki. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay arz Madina kaash aankhon mein tujhe rakh loon. Ay arz Madina kaash aankhon mein tujhe rakh loon. Jannat hai tu jannat hai sarkar-e-du-alam ki. This was the shah that was coming repeatedly in Medina Sharif. Ay arz-e-Madina kaash aankhon mein tujhe rakh loon. Jannat hai tu jannat hai sarkar-e-du-alam ki. Ey arz-e-Madina kaash, oh, the Mubarak city of Medina Sharif.
ऐ अर्ज मदीना काश आंखों में तुझे रख लूं, जन्नत है तू जन्नत है सरकार दो आलम की.
There is no doubt it is Jannat in this world. And then there's Riyazul Jannah there, which will be turned into Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore in Riyazul Jannah the person says, Ya Allah, you entered me into this Jannat without any reckoning, without any difficulty. You entered me into this Jannat without Hisab Kitab, without my deserving of entry into Jannat. But you gave me the opportunity of entry into this Jannat in this world. Riyazul Jannah in Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma baina baiti wa mimbari. Rawzatum min Riyadil Jannah. Between my home and the mimbar is Rawzatum, garden from the gardens of paradise. And one of the explanations is given is that same piece of ground will be turned into Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. So the person who enters it is as if he has entered Jannat. So when we enter Jannat, then we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the akhlaq of the people of Jannat. Say, Ya Allah, if you have entered me here into this Jannat, and now bless me with the character of the people of Jannat. People of Jannat are not going to have any kind of malice, any kind of greed, any kind of pride, any kind of arrogance. The people of Jannat are not going to have any kind of show business, any kind of riya. They are not going to be fighting and quarreling and arguing. People of Jannat, what are they going to be doing? Enjoying the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The rivers of Jannat, the hoors of Jannat, the gardens of Jannat. The palaces of Jannat, the gold and silver of Jannat, the flowing lakes of Jannat and the fountains of Jannat, and the ni'mat which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and the eye and the thought hasn't struck any person's mind. They will be all living peacefully and happily and full of joy and full of happiness and full of mercy and kindness. Nothing, everybody will be content and satisfied. There will be no such thing as grabbing this person's property and grabbing that person's inheritance and destroying this person's respect and harming or causing damage to that person's honor. Nothing like that. Everything will be beautiful, peaceful. That is what we must be longing for. This world is a world of means. We always say it's a world of means. And it is indeed a world of means. We need clothing, we need food, we need shelter, we need money to buy to fulfill our needs and requirements. We need money for masajid, madaris, we need money for schools, and we need money for going for Hajj and Umrah, we need money for upbringing of the children. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's a world of means, and therefore we make use of the means in this world. We need cars, we need aeroplanes, we need different modes of transport. So nothing is wrong with that. Allah Ta'ala created and He gave the aqal to make use of it. Allah Ta'ala gave aqal. Otherwise, human beings were living in this world for ages. But the aqal and intelligence that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them now, with regards to communication, with regards to technology, so those people in the past, they might not have had that kind of intelligence to come up with such kind of inventions, because there was no need for it at that time. The families lived in one small village, they lived in one small Qariya, as they call it, small town. To travel was very simple and easy from one village to another village. They didn't have much communication with the outside world. Afterwards, when Islam starts spreading, and the need arose for lots of things. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives that much intelligence when it is required. The different kinds of operations that are undertaken. Look at the technology and the improvement in the technology every day. The bypass surgeries, now look at the different technologies. The eye operations. At one time, just to remove the cataract, the person had to sleep sometime for days in the hospital. Now he can go in the morning and is out in the evening. And laser operations, how many different kinds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given aqal. So man must make use of that aqal and make use of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is not the objective, that is not the goal. That is not something that we have been created for, that we only long and desire to fulfill such kind of desires. All that must be the wasila, it must be the means of getting us connected with our Allah, recognition of our Allah, appreciation of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ihsan, and of the great sacrifices that he made for the ummah, to show appreciation of it, and to make the preparation for the hereafter, making use of the same ni'mats of this world in preparation for the hereafter. The person uses the same clothes, the same food, the same drink, the same water, the same business, that everything, make it according to Islam, Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, and it becomes a preparation for the hereafter. So, Jannat hai tu Jannat hai sarkare du alam ki. They have those umbrellas now in Madina Sharif, in the courtyard there are umbrellas. When you are walking now, you are under the shade of the umbrellas, those huge umbrellas. So, I was explaining to those friends, I said, just as we are under the shade of these umbrellas, above the umbrellas is a whole cover of angels' wings. We are under that. So the angels are bringing salat and salam from all over the world to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So every person that walking, they are walking on the wings of the angels. What kind of noor there? The oxygen that we breathe in, that oxygen which keeps the body moving. Without that oxygen, a person will die. And our cardiologists and others, and our doctors and health specialists, how much of fazail and virtues they give of oxygen. We must breathe in enough oxygen. And Allah Ta'ala created it free for us. When a person has to pay for it, then he realizes what an expensive commodity it was. For Allah Ta'ala causes the trees to absorb the carbon dioxide during the day and give off oxygen. Look at Allah Ta'ala's technology. Turns the carbon dioxide to oxygen. And at night they give off carbon dioxide. So that oxygen you can get in any part of the world. People are breathing in that oxygen in Canada, in China, in America, in Europe and Africa and other parts of the world. The more the jungles there, the more the oxygen they get. And they are fit and healthy physically. So then what is the difference in the oxygen that we are breathing in and in the fresh air that we are breathing in Madina Sharif and or Makkah Sharif and other parts of the world? There's a major difference, and that is that oxygen and the air that is there in Madina Sharif, it is saturated with noor. We can't understand these things because we don't have a heart to understand it. It is saturated with noor when the person breathes in that oxygen. And it's not only oxygen that makes his blood purified and makes his hands and feet and eyes and everything function. That oxygen makes the spirituality also come to life. If the person has got it connected properly, if his heart is corrected. There's so much of current of noor there, current of noor there. We are coming out from the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and a person met me, I asked him, what do you do? He said, I'm an electrician. I said, what does the electrician do? All the time doing some connection with wiring, playing around with wires, whether it is fridges, stoves, air conditioners, fans, big machinery, everything else is just connecting the electrician. But all that will be useless if there's no connection with the powerhouse. If the powerhouse connection is not there, all your wiring will be useless. In this masjid now, we have to put gold and silver wiring, pure gold and pure silver, for our fans here, for the air conditioners here, and for the lighting here. But there's no connection with the powerhouse. So we can keep on putting the switch on and off, and nothing will happen. And yet there's thousands of watt of current running in the wires outside, which is connected with the powerhouse. So there has to be that connection. Through that plug we get connected. So I said, this is what is important, that this heart of ours must be connected. If it is properly connected, then there's so much of noor that the person goes into ecstasy and joy. which those people who are on a high, they know nothing of. Ye subah Madina, ye sham Madina, mubarak tujhe, ye qiyam Madina.
Bala jaane kya wo jam Madina ay alam, tera kayf ay khush kharam Madina.
What do those people who take intoxicants, who take drugs, who take wine, who take some kind of intoxicant to go on a high, what do they know, Madina Sharif, of the intoxicating effect of stay in Madina Sharif, the mornings and the evenings of Madina Sharif? So that is the purpose. So this is what I was explaining, that those days, whether it was, if it was not holidays, then there's nothing. Now, as I said, the heart is there, and I am not under obligation for imamat or teaching or anything else. Whatever is being done is done voluntarily. Allah Ta'ala must make it for His pleasure, and Allah Ta'ala must accept it. So this letter of Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi, which I read some sections of some time back, and I explained that it is not that every person has to just pack up and go and sit down there, because there's not much opportunities of making khidmat of deen there. You can't even stand up there in the masjid and give any bayan. You can't sit down and teach. You can't give any waz and nasihat. If three people get together also and start talking some deen, then say mamnu, prohibited. Everything else is allowed. The talking deen is mumbo. The opportunities are very limited there. The opportunities that we have in our countries and in countries of the world to propagate deen, to teach deen, to learn deen. So much so that now even those scholars who are teaching Quran Sharif, the Qurra who are teaching Quran Sharif in Jeddah and other places, in Makkah Sharif, for years, even the Quran Sharif must be taught by Saudis now. Saudization. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to remove all those barriers, all those prejudices and all the racism and everything else. And now everything is going back to that same nationalism. Whereas it was supposed to be Islam and the Muslims of the world, irrespective of what color, what creed, what language they belong to, and which part of the world they come from. What was important is that their knowledge must be authentic, reliable, Quran and Sunnah in-depth knowledge, and they must have taqwa in their lives. That is all that was required. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demonstrated that in Hajj. So the opportunities are limited there. Therefore our mashayikh and our Rugan-e-Deen, they say that it's better where you are, carry on with whatever good work you are doing. And then when a person gets old, his heart must remain there. But then if Allah Ta'ala gives the opportunity in latter life, then he must go and settle there. So Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Azizo ko mujhe ikra zaki hai ab khabar karna agar mehfooz rehna ho to tawba mein guzar karna agar mehfooz rehna ho to tawba mein guzar karna. So I wish to give one secret message now to all friends, that if you wish to remain safe, if you wish to remain protected, in other words, if you want your iman and your deen to be protected, to tawba mein guzar karna, then spend your time in Madina Sharif.
जहां अब फंसने वाला है फितन में दीन ओ ईमान के बहुत मुश्किल है मोमिन को कहीं बाहर बसर करना बहुत मुश्किल है मोमिन को कहीं बाहर बसर करना. The whole world is going to plunge into fitnas very, very soon, he says. And it will be very difficult for the mu'min, for the Muslim, for the believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to remain outside Madina Sharif or Makkah Sharif. Because Dajjal will not be able to enter these two places. So now we will say, look at the type of fitnas that have entered into Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. What kind of films are being shown on the different channels. What kind of filth they spew out in Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. What kind of pictures come in the newspapers. And what kind of music is played right in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we will say that those are exceptions. We are talking about the majority of the people, that if a person wants to protect his iman and deen, Allah Ta'ala has provided for him sufficient, he has got enough income from here. He is not going to be dependent on anybody there. He is not going to extend his hands and beg there. He is not going to think that he has come here, so now they must support him and look after him. Allah Ta'ala has made some intizam for him. Or he has just some small sideline kind of business there. Not that from here the person goes and his greed increases there. There are many people Allah Ta'ala make maaf. When they go from here, they say we're making hijrah. And when they go there, the greed increases. Because here they used to deal, or their sales used to be limited to thousands of people or hundreds of people. And now there, when they see millions of people coming, then their mind also works in that direction. That here we can make millions. So now they came there to settle and make some ibadat and do some sideline business. In the meantime, now that hirs and that greed which was here multiplied there. But we are talking about those people who wish to protect and safeguard their iman. Then it is simple and easy there. It's much, much easier there. If a person has to stay in some flat there, he's got some income. So time to time he goes to the Haram Sharif and he reads his Quran Sharif. He reads Salat and Salam at the Rosa Mubarak. He makes istighfar and tawbah there. And the person gets an opportunity. He goes to the Riyazul Jannah, daytime, nighttime, whenever the opportunities arise, he's there in the Haram Sharif. And then he comes home again, he eats, he sleeps, relaxes a little, and he's back. Then how easy it is to protect the iman. But of course, I keep on repeating this because our minds are very, very much poisoned with the type of literature that we read. That just now somebody will say again, that a Muslim was not created for that, just to go there, settle and make subhanallah and read Durood Sharif and relax there. Indeed, that is what I was just saying, that we must be active, we must work, we must do something, we must make khidmat, we must earn our livelihood, but that must not be the sole objective and the sole goal of our life. We must make some khidmat of deen, and spend quality time with our children, educating them, teach our neighbors, teach our friends, teach the society, do some good work, care for the poor, the needy, the destitute, whatever we can do, we must do. But towards the latter part of one's life, the person must be desirous. And even if Allah Ta'ala has provided sufficiently, then during his lifetime too, he can go away. From there he can do so much of other things also. But he can protect his deen. Jahan phansne wala hai fitan mein deen o ima ke. Bahut mushkil hai mu'min ko kahin bahar basar karna. Just leave Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif and come to Jeddah airport and see what is the difference. World of difference. Straight away the person finds himself in a different world. In Jeddah itself, the person is in a different world. Look at the kind of fitnas that are in Jeddah. Look at the rains that lashed Jeddah yesterday. The trucks and the cars and everything were just floating. People couldn't come out of their homes. Helicopters had to pick up people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gives us warnings. So fitnas have entered everywhere. But in Madina Sharif, it is easy. So therefore we say, jahan phansne wala hai. It is already plunging. Around the globe we can see the fitnas. Obscenity, shamelessness, indecency, behayai. Parents, children, young boys, young girls. Where is there any haya and shameless? Jahan ab phansne wala hai fitan mein deen o iman ke. بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا, جو ناقدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی, جو ناقدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی, جو باقی ہے اسی کی قدر تم اب عمر بھر کرنا.
The life that is gone is gone. Naqadri mein, we showed such negligence, such indifference. We did not show any kind of concern. We did not put any kind of value on the time that we were spending. Our life was being wasted. So naqadri mein guzri ho to guzri zindagi apni. We can't bring back a single second from that life. Look at almost every day the janazas that take place in the Haram Sharif, because they announce whose janazas. Almost every day there is atfal, atfal, atfal. Children, children, children. Children are passing away. There is no more 100 years of life. So ghaflat mein jo zindagi guzri, that is gone, finish. Ghaflat mein, negligence. So whatever life is now left, he says, jo baqi hai, اسی کی قدر تم اب عمر بھر کرنا. So now your whole life is says value and appreciate that life which is left. And nobody knows how much of it is left. When we look around us, what have we really built up? Properties, gold, silver, homes, buildings, bank balances. That is what we have built up. Or we have given the children good clothes, good home, and good secular education. Now, all these things are not prohibited. It's not haram. A person can be multi-rich and he can be the wali of Allah Ta'ala. And he can be the poorest of the poor. And he can be also a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But our goals and our objectives of life, we have just limited to this, that how much can we build up of this world. So that life is gone now. What is left now is, say, make qadar of that and do something for the akhirat now. Spend more time in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadah. More time in zikr, in tilawat. Do your business. Be with the family. Be with the children. Do everything. But don't spend 7 days of the week, 7 to 7, in nothing else but earning, earning and earning. And then we say that is Islam, that is Sharia, that is the Quran and Sunnah. Don't we have to seek livelihood? Indeed we have to. But is that what we are told to do? وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. We hear in the khutbahs all the time.
دعائے مانگنا اس کی کہ اب جو عمر باقی ہے خدا تم کو عطا کر دے مدینے میں بسر کرنا, خدا تم کو عطا کر دے مدینے میں بسر کرنا.
دعائے مانگنا اس کی کہ اب جو عمر باقی ہے, وٹ ایور لائف از لیفٹ, اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس, مس گو اینڈ اسپینڈ ان دا بیوٹیفل سیرین انوائرمنٹ آف مدینہ شریف.
بھروسہ بول کر بھی تم نہ کرنا اپنی دولت پر, نہیں آسان کسی کو اس کٹھن منزل کا سر کرنا.
Never, never, ever trust your wealth. Look at what has happened around the globe. Look at history will tell us. Look at the rule of the Mughal emperors, and look at all the rules of the emperors of the world, and the kings and everybody else, what happened? I mean, how many countries we noticed riots, fitna, fasad, burning, looting, destruction, and people who had millions, everything destroyed. Just yesterday, a person, he said, one of the riots, said we lost 10 million rands, 10 million. Barosa bhula karbi. Don't trust. Any work of mine will get accomplished as long as I've got wealth. People had great amount of wealth. But look at the snowfall. What it did. Were they able to retain their electrical power? Were they able to move? Were the planes able to take off? Allah Ta'ala is showing. Look at the ash cloud, what it did. Look at the floods in New Orleans, Brazil, Sri Lanka, all these places. Australia. What can a person do? Nothing. Barosa bhula karbi. Don't trust. Use it. But don't place trust in it. And this is our weakness. As Mullah Ilyas Rahmatullah said that this is one thing I fear. That when a person has money in his pocket, then he begins to trust in that money. He's saying, the one fear I have of my jamaat, that when they have money in their pocket, then the trust will come on the money. The trust will move away from Allah Ta'ala. That mustn't happen. That means you must have the money in the pocket, have the money in the bank, have the money in the purse, have the money in the safe. But don't make that money a god. That now this God of mine, money, will solve all my problems. Irrespective of what happens, my problems will be solved with money. So we have seen that money hasn't solved everybody's problems. Person has all the money in the world, one accident, and if the skull is cracked, and the brain is damaged, now bring all the money in the world. There is a different thing that can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise for that person. It doesn't mean every person who suffers something, it is azab. The pious and righteous, it is not an azab, it's a blessing for them. So we are not talking about that. Or they get sawab on the sabr that they make. But what I'm explaining is that money cannot solve all problems. Those people who say, insure this, insure that, insure that, insure that. Now what the person is going to do if the skull cracks? Will the insurance help? Yes, within the Sharia boundaries, if muftis have given some fatwas, that's a different thing. So, bharosa bhool karbi na karna tum apni daulat par. Nahi aasa kisi ko us kathan manzil ka sar karna. When mouth will come, when the angel of death will come, then bring all the money in the world and try and bribe that angel and say, just give me a little bit extension of time. And see if there's any way that we can bribe the angel of death. So earn, there's no problem. Use the money Allah Ta'ala gives. But don't make it nafar money. Don't be disobedient to that very Allah who has given us that wealth. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can shake up the ground beneath our feet. Superpowers of the world have seen that they can do absolutely nothing. Nothing. Hamesha izzo zari se, hamesha ho nala se, fakat ek uski rahmat par jama kar tum nazar karna. There is no time now, we will stop there. What I was getting across to you is that this is the purpose. That a person goes up and down, that his heart must settle there, and must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to create the conditions in his latter life, Allah ta'ala must make the person settle. Because that's the place for protection of iman. And then he goes on, makes lots of nasiha to all of us also, that what should we be doing in our life if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, then we'll continue. We make a little bit of zikrullah and terminate today's program. As you know, it's a long journey. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. نفسو شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اب تو رہے بس تادہ میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ او مائی اللہ We acknowledge that we are very, very sinful, full of faults, weaknesses, sins. We are drowning in the ocean of sins, but who is there to throw a lifeline, my Allah, besides you? No one will accept us with our filthy, dirty hearts, my Allah, besides you. For our sins cause you no harm. It causes us harm. And our good deeds don't increase your glory in any way. It benefits us. By Allah, therefore, garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera. Where do we go? Where else can we go? Which other door is there for us, my Allah? تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ اب امید کرم آیا We have come to your door. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم آیا اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
अपने मिलने का पता कोई निशान तो बता दे मुझको ऐ रब्बे जहां. ओ माय अल्लाह, गिव अस योर एड्रेस. वेयर डू वी मीट? हाउ कैन वी मीट? क्या नजर मुझ पर न डाली जाएगी, क्या मेरी फरियाद खाली जाएगी, क्या मुझ पर नजर न डाली जाएगी, क्या मेरी फरियाद खाली जाएगी. Allah, 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 Allah. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल जलालहु, जो गुजरी तेरी याद में जिंदगी है, वही जिंदगी बस मेरी जिंदगी है. जो गुजरी तेरी याद में जिंदगी है, वही जिंदगी बस मेरी जिंदगी है. जो गफलत में गुजरे वो क्या जिंदगी है, वो जीना नहीं बल्कि शर्मिंदगी है. अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wa Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. तेरे सिवा कोई हमारा नहीं. There is no one for us, my Allah, besides you. hearts are in your control. My beloved Allah, the ground on which we walk in your control, the heavens and the earth in your control. Our homes, our properties, our businesses, our wives, our children, our parents. My beloved Allah, everyone's life is in your control. Everything is in your control. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The light of day or darkness of night. There was no question of darkness for you, my Allah. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us and humiliated us there and then if we were committing adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouths or watching some filthy sight on the internet or reading some filthy magazine. Or watching some filthy film. Or if we were, my Allah, in any kind of haram action. You could have destroyed us there and then, but it is just your mercy, your kindness, your generosity, your forgiveness, your tolerance that you do not destroy there and then. You give opportunities upon opportunities to repent and to turn towards you and to return to you. Allah, this is another opportunity that you have created for us, that we have gathered here to take your Mubarak name, to recite Naat Sharif upon Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to raise our hands and beg of you for maghfirat, my Allah. Ab toh hame maaf kar de, ab toh hame maaf kar de, ab toh hame maaf kar de. Hey Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long, my beloved Allah, are we going to remain engaged in haram? Our life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Drop by drop, drop by drop, my beloved Allah. The ice of life is melting away. We are coming closer and closer and closer to our qabr, our death angel, my beloved Allah. We don't know when he is going to strike the sword of death. We have nothing to our credit to present before you and to bring for you. Ay Allah, we have nothing but oceans of sins and mountains of sins. But you have given man the technology with some dynamite sticks. He blows up huge mountains. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we have heard of mountains imploding. Ya Allah, if you can give such technology to man, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Ya Rabbi Kareem, who is there to throw us a lifeline from the ocean of sins, except you who is so kind, so forgiving, so generous, so merciful? Mere Allah, ab to hame apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us. Whether it's our parents, wives, children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, or mankind. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless everyone with shifa. We know that sometimes for the believers, sicknesses, ill health, weakness, poverty, disasters and destruction can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But even if it is in the form of mercy, Ya Allah, change it to the mercy of good health. Change it to the mercy of strength. Ya Rabbi Kareem, change the weakness to the mercy of strength. Change the poverty to the mercy of good halal risk in abundance. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who have undergone operations or will be undergoing operations, bless them all with shifa. Ay Rabbi Kareem, wherever disasters have struck, whether it is in the form of floods, or whether it is drought, or whether it is famine. Oh Allah, whether it is a fire that is raging, or whether it is earthquakes and tremors. Apne fazlo karam se hame maaf kar de. Unko bhi maaf kar de. Ay Rabbi Kareem, assist and help those who have suffered. Ay Rabbi Kareem, unke haal par raham farma. Ya Rabbi Kareem, in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Tunisia, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of Africa, the world, wherever mankind is suffering, remove the suffering, and especially the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, light up our hearts with the love of yourself and the love of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam make it easy for us to follow his Mubarak teachings and way of life. Ey Rabbi Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaita, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pada. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda. Wa ummeede karam aaya. Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, Allah, Allah. How can we thank you, my Allah? How can we make enough shukr of you? Even if we have to put our forehead in sajda and rub our forehead until qiyamah, we cannot do justice to the ni'mats and bounties that you have blessed us with. We cannot make enough shukr of yours. We are the most ungrateful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. We eat so much which you provide. We wear so much. We travel around so much. And yet we are so disobedient. اے میرے مولا آج رات ہمارے لئے فیصلہ کر دے ہمارے لئے فیصلہ کر دے make a decision of خیر for us make a decision of خیر for our children our wives our parents امت of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم those who have passed away fill the grace with نور bless them with جنت الفردوس on the day of قیامہ without any reckoning enters into جنت in the company of my beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اے رب کریم ہی وز رحمت للعالمین His احسان upon us is unlimited. The sacrifices that he made for us. اے رب کریم جز اللہ عنا سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بما هو اہلو یا رب صلی وسلم دائما ابدا یا رب صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولا we know that we are not deserving of being in Madina Munawwara but ya Allah what is it that we are deserving of you blessed us with iman and islam without us deserving Ey Rabbi Kareem, create the conditions for long, long stays in Madina Sharif and towards the latter part of our life for permanent stay in Madina Sharif. And when the time of our departure comes from this world, let our death be in Madina Sharif. Let our janazah be in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Imam says, Allahu Akbar, wa janazah, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, this ummati of mine, Ya Allah. Forgive him, forgive him, forgive him. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are desirous of that. We are desirous of being buried in Baqi. Ey Rabbi Kareem, make our bodies a patch of the graveyard of Madina Tayyiba. A small piece of ground by Allah in the Qabristan of Madina Tayyiba. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow over that graveyard, then sinful ones like us may also be forgiven. But if it is not muqaddar and destined there wherever it may be, Ya Allah, bless us with the death of barakat and rahmat. Hum se razi ho ja, hum se razi ho ja, hum se razi ho ja. Those who had financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulty. Those who are unemployed, bless them with plentiful of risk through halal employment. Ayyarab the Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, family members, Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Ey Rabbe Kareem, tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota, basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti, wahi jeeta wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پوری زندگی جو ہمارے لیے مانگا especially in حجت الوداع with 124,000 companions حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا رکن یمانی چوم کر کے جو مانگا the دعاز that he made in the مطاف the دعاز that he made at the ملتزم under the میزاب رحمت we are in the مقام ابراہیم after drinking زمزم on صفا and مروہ Between the green lights, the du'as that he made in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Baghrib, that sinless, masoom Nabi, how much he begged for us. His beard was wet with his tears. And the du'as that he made in Muzdalifah and all other times, bless us with all that goodness. Our wives, our children, our parents and ummah with that goodness. Ey Rabbe Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has gathered here, or each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes and desires. We cannot know everybody's heart, my Allah. You know whatever is in the hearts of each and every one that has raised his or her hand. Ey Allah, and you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests and the trials, the sickness and weakness of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Rabbi Kareem, with your kindness, fazal and ihsan, remove the suffering, pain, weakness, suffering, tests and trials. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله